When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Broadway, everybody's happy and gay, where the night is brighter than day, all along Broadway. Sweethearts and beaux on their way to movies and shows, dressed up in their Sunday best clothes, up and down Broadway. Out of town, I'm low down, when I walk along the main street. Anywhere, I don't care, but I always find a main street just another plain street. Broadway, Broadway, take a little time out to play, where the joy of living holds sway all along Broadway. Broadway, Broadway, everybody's happy and gay, where the night is brighter than day along Broadway. And bows on their way to movies and shows, dressed up in their Sunday best clothes, up and down Broadway. Out of town, I'm low down, when I walk along the main street. Anywhere, I don't care, but I always find a main street just another plain street. Broadway, Broadway, take a little time out to play, all along on Broadway. A little time out to play, where the joy of living holds sway all along Broadway, Broadway, Broadway. Yeah, come on, me.
Well, if the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, could ask us to take a stroll along Broadway, how could we possibly say nay? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the June is Busting Out All Over hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, if you've been following pop culture these days, you may know that this year, 2017-2018, is Ella Fitzgerald's centennial. So today we are going to celebrate the one and only Ella Fitzgerald and her trip through the Broadway canon. She was born on April 25th, 1917, in Newport News, Virginia, and found her way up to Harlem, where as a girl still sort of in her teens, she hooked up with the Chick Webb Orchestra and became a mainstay at the Savoy Ballroom, the home of Happy Feet, up in Harlem throughout the 1930s and into the 40s. Now, Ella didn't sing a lot of Broadway in the 30s and 40s when everyone else was. I mean, when Jolson and Bing Crosby and even Frank Sinatra were singing the great Broadway hits, she tended to sing things that were more novelty-oriented, like A Tisket a Tasket, which was a big, big hit, maybe her biggest hit in her career as a single. But she sang a song by Harold Rome from a fairly obscure 1938 Broadway review, a song called FDR Jones with Chick Webb. So let us hear what I think may be Ella Fitzgerald's first song from Broadway.
Thank you. a big holiday everywhere. For the Jones family has a brand new heir. He's the joy heaven sent, and they proudly present Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones. When he grows up, he never will stray with a name like the one that he's got today. As he walks down the street, folks will say, "Pleased to meet Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones." What a smile, and how he shows it. He'll keep happy all day long. What a name, I'll bet he knows it. With that handle, how can he go wrong? And the folks in the town all agree, he'll be famous as he can be. Can he be a dud or a stick in the mud when he's Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones?
Yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree.
'Cause he's Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones.
Ella Fitzgerald was a very popular big band singer in the 30s and 40s. And after the war, she made a transition into 1950s were her great decade, where she picked up on these classic songs from the Broadway songbook, which had really been neglected for 20, 30 years. You would think everyone was singing these great Gershwin, Cole Porter songs, but they were more novelty songs in the ether back then. So in 1950, she went into a studio and recorded with the great pianist Ellis Larkin, I think, 8 sides of some obscure Gershwin songs, which, again, hadn't been heard since the 1920s. It is a sublime album. And here is her extremely sublime Looking for a Boy, which is only appropriate because, remember, Broadway to Main Street is supported by a generous grant from the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. So let's match up Ella with some Gershwin.
Just a little girl who's looking for a little boy, who's looking for a girl to love. Tell me, please, where can he be, the loving he who'll bring to me the harmony I'm dreaming of. Tale of woe when he says hello. So I am just a little girl who's looking for a little boy, who's looking for a girl to love. If it's true that love affairs are all arranged in heaven, my guardian angel's holding out on me. So I'm looking for a boy about 5'6" or 7", and won't be happy till I'm on his knee. I'll be blue until he comes my way. Hope he takes the cue when I am saying, tell me, please, where can he be, the loving he who'll bring to me the harmony I'm dreaming. A tale of woe when he says hello. So I am just a little girl.
for a little boy who's looking for a girl to love. Won't you find that boy? Help me find a boy who's looking for a girl to love.
Well, my hand's up. I love Ella Fitzgerald, and today we're celebrating her 100th anniversary. And a very wonderful obscure project was, believe it or not, an animated version of Finian's Rainbow. And it got pulled because so many of the people involved were left-wing in the 1950s, but we were thankfully left with a few tracks. And here is a duet with Ella's, I would say, contemporary, her opposite number, certainly as a male, white male in popular music, Frank Sinatra, singing a completely unreleased version of Necessity from the great score from Finian's Rainbow.
What is the curse that makes the universe so all bewildering? What is the hoax that just provokes the folks they call God's children? What is the jinx that gives a body and his brothers and everyone around the necessity, necessity,
that most unnecessary thing, necessity.
What throws a monkey wrench in a fellow's good intention?
That nasty old invention, necessity. My feet want to dance in the sun. My head wants to rest in the shade.
The Lord says go out and have fun, but the landlord says your rent ain't paid. Necessity.
Necessity.
It's plain to see.
It's plain to see. What a funny old world this silly old world could be. But man, it's all in a mess, a kind of necessity.
Necessity.
Necessity. There ought to be a law against necessity.
I'd love to play some tennis or take a trip to Venice.
But sister, here's the menace.
Necessity.
Yeah. Old Satan's the father of sin, and Cupid, he's the father of love.
Oh, hell is the father of gin. But no one knows the father of necessity.
Necessity.
Necessity. That's the maximum that a minimum thing could be.
There's nothing lower than less unless it's necessity.
Oh, too bad we didn't get to hear that as a commercial release. Well, as I said, Ella Fitzgerald, mostly by the mid-1950s, was known for singing what we call novelty numbers, songs that were not in and of themselves, I would say, worthy of her tremendous talent. And then a great producer for Verve, Norman Granz, sort of took her contract away from Decca and set up with her this groundbreaking series of songbooks devoted to great American popular composers. And the first one was done in 1954. It was the Cole Porter Songbook, done when Cole Porter was still alive. And these incredible arrangements by Buddy Bregman and a full orchestra really let Ella break loose and make this contribution to pop culture. So here, from the Cole Porter Songbook, is So In Love.
Strange.
wrote about you. You know, darling, why so in love with you am I? In love with the night, mysterious, the night when you first were there.
Chart. I'm on the
just a lonely heart, still alone, still at sea, still there's no one to care for me, when there's no hand to hold.
Now, this is what Ella Fitzgerald brought to popular culture. She was able to take these songs that hadn't been heard in decades and not only sing the chorus, but the verse. Because Norman Granz was such a forward-thinking producer, he realized on an album, as opposed to a single, you could put the whole song on. And these multi-volume songbooks, I said the Cole Porter was 54, it's actually 56. That was two volumes. I think Rodgers and Hart was four volumes, four sides, which was huge back then. And you got to hear these unbelievable songs. Well, they were so popular that even Irving Berlin, who was alive and living in New York, called up and said, "Hey, what about me? I want a songbook." And she put together the Irving Berlin Songbook in 1958. Amazing orchestrations by Paul Weston. A song I love from his Thousands Cheer, "How's Chances?"
Say, how are the chances of making you love me the way I love you? How many young girls must I fight with to be in right with, in right with you? For one of those glances, a glimpse of heaven, I'm longing to see. How's chances to end all your romances and start taking your chances with me? Chances for
those glances, a glimpse of heaven I'm longing to see. How's chances to end all your romances and start taking your chances with me? Of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday that moment divine when all the things you are
That was from Ella Fitzgerald's sublime Jerome Kern songbook, arranged by Nelson Riddle. You can hear the differences in all these orchestrations. She had the best arrangers for this Verve songbook series, which included the Gershwins and Harold Orlin and Duke Ellington and Johnny Mercer. So there it is. It is together, I think, 250 songs. What would I call it? The encyclopedia of American popular music. Thanks, Ella. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM. And today we are having an Ella Fitzgerald celebration for her 100th birthday. And one of the fascinating things about Ella Fitzgerald is she contributed so much to our understanding of the great Broadway songbook. She never appeared on Broadway. She barely appeared in any films, unlike, say, Frank Sinatra or her next duettist Louis Armstrong. Their career just was completely intertwined. They did some singles together for Decca in the 40s, and then these amazing recordings, again for Verve in the 50s, and we'll hear, shall we say, from the ridiculous to the sublime. This song is a Harry Warren, Johnny Mercer song from a film called The Belle of New York, but listen to how Ella and Louie pops just to have such a, or so in the groove, and they just hit it back and forth across the net. Here is Oops, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald.
Oops, my heart went oops the moment that we met. My heart went oops, I never will forget. My heart turned hoops the moment that I met you.
Oops, my feet went oops, I nearly took a spill. My knees went oops, they shook a bit until. My head went oops, you mustn't let it get you.
I was going for a very, what you call, solitary sort of stroll. Just a twiddle of my thumb when I heard a lot of drum begun to pound and roll.
And oops, my heart went oops, it went into a spin of loop-de-loops. You must have thought me kin to nincompoops, the silly way I acted.
Of course you wouldn't know that you were so aglow and I was so attractive.
But baby, take a bow, my heart is going oops right now. The moment that my eyes behold your chops, you lift me to the skies, my heart flip-flops. You shouldn't make it make like that.
My buxom belle, I'm still in love with you, cause truth to tell, and always kinda knew that we were gel, cause jam could never shake like that.
Going for a frantic but completely unromantic sort of drive. But I knew you wouldn't quit when I dug you and you hit me with that old time jive.
Sing it, Ella.
Then oops, a heart went oops.
Sitting on the stoops, the local droops.
They nearly flipped their tubes, I mean in groups.
The silly way we acted.
Of course they couldn't know that you were so aglow.
And I was so attracted.
Yes, baby, take a bow. My heart is going oops, oops,
oops,
oops,
oops,
right now. Oops.
Oops then.
and the cotton is high.
Well, it may not have worked in the Opera House, but boy, it works here on Broadway to Main Street. Louie and Ella, the Porgy and Bess album, I think one of maybe the last of the three they made for Verve in the late 50s, early 60s. Well, Ella, as I said, never appeared on Broadway, but she took on a Broadway album, Ella Sings Broadway. Here are two big hits from shows that opened in 1956 on Broadway, courtesy of the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald.
Somebody somewhere wants me and needs me. That's very wonderful to know. Somebody lonely wants me to care, wants me of all people to notice him there. Well, I want to be me and needs me.
wants lonely me to smile and say hello. Somebody somewhere wants me and needs me, and that's very wonderful to know. Somebody somewhere wants me and needs me, wants lonely me to smile and say hello. Somebody somewhere wants.
Stars burning above. If you're in love, show me. Tell me no dreams filled with desire. If you're on fire, show me. Here we are together in the middle of the night. Don't talk of spring, just hold me tight. Anyone who's ever been in love will tell you that this is no time for a chat. Haven't your lips long for my touch? Don't say how much. Show me, show me. Don't talk of love lasting through time. Make me no undying vow. Show me now. Stars burning above. If you're in love, show me. Tell me no dreams filled with desire. If you're on fire, show me. Here we are together in the middle of the night. Don't talk of spring, just hold me tight. Anyone who's ever been in love will tell you that this is no time for a chat. Having your lips long for my touch. Don't say how much. Show me, show me. Don't talk of love lasting through time. Make me no undying vow. Show me now.
She's from Missouri. She's not really. She's not from the Show Me State, but Ella Fitzgerald sure knew how to show America what a great tune sounded like. Who else recorded Show Me? It took such guts to do that. Ella Fitzgerald in the 60s sort of gently stuck her toe into the Broadway canon. She much more explored the catalog of Antonio's Carlos Jobim, did a lot of live concerts, did a lot of work with Ellington, sang a few novelty songs. But here are two renditions from the score to Funny Girl. Music by Julie Stein, lyrics by Bob Merrill, which she kind of rewrites both of them. Well, only Ella could swing as Ella does. Ella swings as a pendulum do. So here are two songs from Funny Girl, The Ella Fitzgerald Way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. New York on Broadway called Funny Girl. And we'd like to try and do one of the songs that we're so crazy about. And we hope you like it.
Rain, rain, go away. Come again till Mother Day. Don't let those raindrops fall. I want to have a ball, so don't rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly. I sit and flutter. I've something got to try. My heart's a flutter. Don't bring a cloud around to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to live. Just sit and flutter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band out. I'll beat my drums. And if I band out, you'll turn it faster. Hope I didn't make it, hat, sir. Yes, didn't make it. Though I may be the rose of sheer perfection, or freckled on the nose of life's perfection, or just a cinder or the apple of its eye. I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once, right, sir? Yes, life is juicy, juicy, and you see, I gotta have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring a cloud around to rain on my parade. Gonna live till I die. All that I give, I know how. All that the law will allow. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, that bell will go clang. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Nobody, no, nobody's gonna rain on my parade. Yes, love, I'm a drummer. My heart, it's a drummer. Believe me, I'm not afraid. God, nobody, no, nobody, no, no, nobody's gonna
person, one very special person. A feeling deep in your soul says you were half, now you're whole. No more hunger and thirst, but first be a person who needs people. People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. No but first, be a person who needs people. People who need people are the luckiest people in the
Well, I'm so glad we took a journey through the Ella Fitzgerald Broadway songbook. She's one of those iconic figures like Tony Bennett or Judy Garland or Frank Sinatra, who Bing Crosby, who never appeared on Broadway, but I think were the best friends that Broadway ever had through from, what, the 30s all the way up to the 80s. She was recording the very best of the Broadway songbook. Here is a 1983 recording with the wonderful Andre Previn. Let's finish with the Gershwins, since the Gershwins were so important in her career. They can't take that away from me, and they can't take Ella Fitzgerald's contribution away from the American public.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that, no, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never, never meet again bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always can't take that away. They can't take that away. They can't take that away from me.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.